With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? That's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Behind the glass, Craig, our engineer, executive producer, AT. Mike and I are here getting ready for opening day, man. Listen, lots of buzz around the Braves at SunTrust today. And certainly there should be because there's hope and optimism in the air when it comes to the Braves. Listen, and guys have been asking me today, what are they going to do? How many games are they going to win? If we're 500 team, I'll feel really good. Because we haven't been. We've had three consecutive 90-loss seasons. You know, the organization keeps talking about we're moving in the right direction. And we're going to let you hear what Alex Anthopoulos had to say on our morning show with John Fricke and Hugh Douglas coming up here in about 15 minutes. But, you know, for me, I Mike, what do you say? The expectations, if you have none?
You can never be disappointed.
You can't be disappointed.
Yeah.
So, for me, the expectation is I'm going to wait and see. I want to see how this thing plays out.
Now, in a perfect world, we get to 500. You know, the Braves get to. Now, for those, again, that are not familiar with baseball, that means you win as many games as you lose. Now, obviously, we'd like to do more than that. But there's too much of this 70 wins. Let's take a step. There should be a progression in year five. Then by year six, if you want to look at the Astros as a benchmark, then you start to get into contention for a wild card in division. Either way, as a little kid, as we mentioned yesterday, it's when hope springs eternal. And the same goes for adults because it's a clean slate for everybody. You see where it goes.
All right. You'll hear from AA, Alex Anthopoulos, who joined the morning show coming up. The big thing for me today, man, and as we get more and more into what the Falcons are doing this offseason, guys, and Mike and I, you know, we make fun about this. What's the holdup? What's the holdup with this Matt Ryan contract? And I've been saying this for the last at least week and a half, maybe 2 weeks now, that I truly believe that this is simply about money, as it always is. What else would it be about? Matt's not going anywhere. We know he's going to be our quarterback. They're committed to Matt. The Falcons want to do a deal. So why hasn't the deal gotten done? And Mike, the only conclusion I can come to is his agent, Tom Condon, who reps a lot of quarterbacks in this league, is simply trying to get as much as possible from the Falcons. And the Falcons are like, no, we're not doing that.
Well, remember, Arthur did put it out there to start the season, the offseason, when it came to free agency and the contract negotiation. Remember, Matt, we don't have to do anything, technically. Matt is under contract for one more season, but it has been this team and other teams' MO to, you know, guarantee, or I should say, give a contract to a guy going into his final year if he's a star player. So, that said, I wrote a blog today. It's up at 92.9thegame.com. It's called Ballers on a Budget. Will the Falcon Moves Work? I mean, once Matt and this contract negotiation extends past the free agency period, now the beginning of free agency, that limited the amount of big-time players we could bring in to upgrade Schweitzer, right? So, I mean, there was guys like, you know, and we've talked about it. There was Norwell, who we never could afford, and then there was this Fusco guy that we had to look up on Wikipedia to find out who he was. And there had to be some happy medium. Now, if Matt's into protecting himself in the pocket and wants to see this team do better running the football, I'm not saying a hometown discount, but a more timely done deal frees up cap space for the Falcons to have made a bigger splash at guard. That's not a shot at Matt or his agent. I think any of us in the car would take as much money as possible in any situation in life. But, you know, Matt and his agent, they have their own game plan. We shall see how this plays.
Stop holding the Falcons hostage. Here's the deal. If you go back and hear our general manager, Mike, at the start of free agency, you know what he said the number one important thing is? Signing Matt Ryan. I didn't say it. He said it. Yesterday, Dan Quinn, when he was interviewed by Pro Football Talk, when asked about the whole Matt Ryan deal, completely went 180.
There's things that keep me up at night, you know, and that's not one of them right now. And the reason being, like, this guy, you know, like, longtime Falcon. And, right. You know, we certainly anticipate that being the case. Going into the offseason, really the plan, you know, free agency, and then the biggest part for us, the offseason, is the draft.
Yeah.
And so we didn't have any, you know, well, Matt has to be done in this time or this point, but we anticipate that happening, you know, prior to next, you know, free agency.
That's not what Thomas said. That's not what Thomas Dimitroff said, Mike Bell. Thomas Dimitroff said, going into the offseason, the number one priority was signing
do your research on him.
Matt Ryan. And then our coach goes,
what's he going to do?
But again,
what do you expect these guys to say?
What do you mean?
What do you want Quinn to say?
Well, what's the priority?
What do you want him to say? He's not going to – it's the brotherhood. He wouldn't even basically admit and cop to the fact that Schweitzer is being replaced online. You think he's going to take a shot at his starting quarterback?
Well, that's a competition, Mike. It's a competition.
Look, corporate speak permeates a lot of sports in this town, and the Falcons are no different. So I'm here's the thing. I'm over it, and if the offensive line comes together with Fusco, then we can all laugh about this. Ha, ha, ha. But if it doesn't, as I wrote in the blog today, then at the end of next season, we can point to this contract situation and say, had it been done in a more timely fashion, we could have had a better offensive line or maybe some other pieces.
I think Tom Condon, and truly, is trying to get as much as he possibly can out of this situation based on the fact that Kirk Cousins is getting $84 million guaranteed. Go look at Matt's last contract, guys. $42 million guaranteed. It's going to be way more than that this time around. And Tom Condon's like, well, when you guys are ready to do the deal, call me. And that's why this deal is not done. We went from our general manager saying it's the number one most important thing in the offseason, getting Matt's deal done, to a head coach and Dan Quinn going, we're not that worried about it. Why?
It's time for the Matt Ryan Contract Watch.
Day 17, and no new deal in place. Back to you, Carl Dukes.
404-741-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. We're live inside the Kia studios. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. We got a lot to get to today, man. Joining us a little bit later on in the show, midfielder Chris McCann. He's going to join us to talk about Atlanta United. Mm-hmm. They got a match coming up against Minnesota this weekend. Also, we'll talk to Grant McCauley before first pitch today at around 3:20 to kind of get a feel of what's going on around the ballpark, the battery, and again, as the season gets rolling now, you know, all the predictions and the prognosticators, they're throwing stuff out there. We'll talk to Grant coming up as well. And Mike Conti is going to set to join us as well, guys, a little bit later on. So lots in store as we get rolling here on a Thursday afternoon on Dukes and Bell.
Now, if you believe that the first pitch of the season is sort of an indicator, a harbinger, if you're superstitious or you want to read something into it, the Derek Jeter Marlins ownership era began with Jose Urías serving up a first-pitch home run to Ian Happ of the Chicago Cubs down at Marlins Park. So the Marlins have since moved on to tie it, and the Cubbies have taken the lead 5-4. But that was the first pitch. Whammy! Gone she goes.
Nobody's holding Jeter's feet to the fire, though, with this, right? I mean, everybody's just kind of like, well, okay, it's fine what he's doing. I listen. Well,
I mean, look, people aren't happy, but again, how can you tell when only about 10,000 people show up for the games anyway?
They don't care. Right. I totally agree with you, Mike. Now, you know, we got a plan. Obviously, the Marlins have a plan. Okay, Jeter's got a plan. But, you know, to trade away Stanton the way he did to the Yankees, I think that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. And then, you know, this.
And then Yelich to the Brewers.
Absolutely.
I mean, they had this young talent. And, you know, that's the same, look, same kind of crossroads we were at after 13, although theirs was half as expensive as ours. Now, Stanton was going to demand a King's ransom, and they obviously didn't have the wherewithal to go down that road. But at some point, you've got to have somebody on the roster to put fans in the seats. You know, it doesn't help that Jose Fernandez is killed in the boating accident. That guy would have been a star for years in Miami.
I totally agree. And some guys that played on that team said when that happened, they felt like the thing went under. Pardon the pun. It is Dukes and Bell, man. Let's give you a chance to win some more money right now with our National Signing Bonus Contest.
Now it's time to reveal our National Signing Bonus code word. The code word is...
Oh, it is tame. Something I'm certainly not when it comes to this Matt Ryan contract.
Man, you're hot. Dukes is hot today.
T-A-M-E. How much money do you need, Mike?
Look, you know what? Don't ask me that because I take everything they pay me. Tame. T-A-M-E.
$30 million?
Tame. Carol is not tame today when it comes to this contract. You text the word tame, T-A-M-E, to 72881. Tame is the word for the 2 o'clock hour to 72881 on the text, and good luck.
We're getting secondhand offensive guards because you want $30 million.
I mean, you know what the going rate – I mean, Kirk Cousins sets the rate unless your agent wants to wait out until Aaron Rodgers, I should say, gets his deal. If that was the motivation, I don't know. You brought that up a few weeks ago. I mean, everyone's, that's what I love. Everybody, when they get on me for getting on Matt Ryan, they think that Matt's like, oh, Matt would never put – Well, it's happening, okay? There's no deal in place, but it doesn't matter now because the die is cast. We've already gone through free agency. If you wanted to really get a more physical, nasty guard, those guys were not in our window because we didn't have the coin. We had to settle for a Fusco. Now, Fusco balls out, yippee-ki-yay. If he doesn't, then we can revisit what happened here in March about Matt.
We're settling for secondhand offensive guards because you want $30 million.
Look, I wanted Mercedes Lewis. We went with... His name is Logan Paulson.
Logan Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Logan. Logan.
His name
Logan.
Is Robert Paulson.
By the way, stop it, please. It's Logan. He was cut and released twice by the 49ers last year. $1 million deal.
Right, listen, and from everything that I'm hearing about Logan Paulson,
for
his role, he's going to be fine.
That's Randy Mack thinks he'll be a good fit.
There's more pressure on Fusco than there is on Paulson.
Right.
I mean, really.
But if there is one, you know, sort of silver lining to these guys, again, balling on a budget, is that all the guys that we brought in, say for Bethel, the special teamer, are guys that have that Kyle Shanahan experience with his version of the zone blocking West Coast offense.
Yeah. We will see, guys. Your thoughts and comments are welcome. Find us across the board on social media at 929thegame.com. We are at Dukes and Bell 929 on Twitter. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and get at us, man. Let us know what you think. And you can also text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Same phone number at 404-741-0929. We're going to get to some headlines. Hawks did exactly what we wanted them to do last night. Thank you.
That's right, baby. Remember, if you didn't hear the scenario or you're not familiar with it, we get the Timberwolves pick, but they've got to make the playoffs for us to get that pick. So we got to help those guys keep winning. And we did our job last night in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, I didn't care if he scored 100. I'm going to be honest with you. I kept looking at the score, and at one point I'm like, if Torian Prince shoots again, I'm calling somebody. I mean, he's hitting shots. They're coming back. It's like a street game. You know, they're coming down. They're playing. I'm like, if he hits one more shot, Bud, take him out right now.
I know. I got to get him out of there. What are you doing, Torian? You're messing things up. Now, look, here's the deal, though. And this is what we've tried to find, this happy medium, which is kind of bizarre. I get it. Guys aren't. And, guys, I know it's counterintuitive to everything you think about competition that losing is a good thing. But nothing was going to change with us as the fourth, fifth, or sixth, or seventh, or eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. So if we can lose with style, AT, as we did last night with some individual performances, that's not too bad.
Well, I guess playing Ben Simmons in video games didn't hurt Carl Anthony Towns.
I think it motivated him.
If you don't remember, Ben Simmons basically, they were joking around with Carl Anthony Towns. They're talking about who you got. Oh, you got the Hawks. I think you got this, basically.
Yeah, and here's the deal, and I love Bud. I do. I've known him for a very long time, and I think he's done a spectacular job here, given the circumstances. But even when Bud's trying to find good things out of this L, come on, forget about it. The season's done.
A lot of things I was pleased with tonight, the way we played, and Josh Manjet's minutes, and, you know, the way Damian's played since he got here. And obviously Muscala had a great game shooting the ball. You know, it's kind of the big guys were owning the three-point line tonight.
He said Muscala.
Well, I mean, he's on the roster.
He won't even be here next year.
Well, you don't know
that. He did have a career high at 24.
Okay.
Hey, it's a great night for Muskie.
Okay, you know what?
Special time in the boys'
too much positive vibe in here.
You hating on everybody today.
And you right now.
All right, Carl is...
Just take the L.
He is salty. My wife's out of town, so I'm in a great mood. And we'll have some fun.
We're coming back. You'll hear from AA, Alex Anthopoulos, our new general manager of our Atlanta Braves. What's the plan? Find out next here on Dukes and Bell. If you do not subscribe to us, Dukes and Bell, on iTunes, it's free. Free is the best word in the dictionary, man.
No salesman will call.
No, not going to cost you anything. You can go subscribe and check us out. And if you miss a segment or an interview, you can go do that on iTunes. Hey, guys, as we get baseball season underway here in our wonderful city this afternoon, we wanted to hear from the general manager. And Mike, we talked about this hire. We think it's a good hire, but it's still a wait and see. You don't know how good a general manager is in baseball until 4 or 5 years in when major moves have been made. Team's kind of been rebuilt. Mm. And Alex Anthopoulos is our new general manager who joined our morning show with John Fricke and Hugh Douglas this morning. And they asked him, first thing, you still get excited about opening day?
Yeah, you know what? Obviously, I've been through a lot of these. This is it's always exciting when not that you necessarily expect to jump around team to team, but I you know, people ask me, are you excited and this and that? Last night I found myself I couldn't sleep much, wave of emotions. One, just excited, opening the year, new ball club, new environment, new community. My family's gonna move out here, I'm excited about that. But then I also can't help but think about, you know, how much you wanna compete and win, and I even started to think ahead to the free agent class and all that other kind of stuff and just chances to make the team better. So I'm going to try to enjoy the day, and hopefully it's the beginning of a great run.
You know, it's funny. It sounds like you got a lot going on in that head of yours, being a GM. But,
oh, yeah.
But, okay, so what is your realistic timetable for when this team should start to make their turnaround?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would have a better sense to tell you at the end of 18, and that's not to dodge it, but it's just I know there's a ton of young talent all over the place. It's been talked about. It's been written about. I'm starting to get to know these guys, being around them in spring training. I watched a ton of video, looked at all the numbers, the scouting reports, mm-hmm. all that stuff. But getting a chance to watch these guys day in and day out in 2018, and this is a really key year for us because all these young players, we have to decide, are they part of our core or are they not going to be the guys, and we need to go fill some of those spots with free agents or trades. But I do know that we're not going to wait forever. And you know, the Matt Kemp deal, I mentioned this the other day to one of the reporters, it was kind of the last transaction in terms of a teardown. We're looking to add from here on out. So that's where my wheels are spinning, and I'm starting to already think ahead, whether it's trade deadline, offseason, all that kind of stuff. But the opportunity these players are going to get this year is going to tell us a lot about who's part of this going forward.
You know what, speaking of that, there was a story a few days ago about Ronald Acuña and some $30 million deal. Is that something that you guys or maybe in the future will be looking to lock him up for the long term, or was that just somebody out there just trying to get ahead of everything?
Yeah, so normally I don't ever get into contract negotiations and all that kind of stuff. This is probably one time where I don't even know where that came from. He came out and talked about it. I don't know where that came from. You know, you guys have been in sports long enough. You know, things come up and rumors and this and that, but to get so specific on numbers and money and this and that, you know, Ronald acknowledged it was totally false, and I can certainly say the same thing. No truth to that at all. That doesn't take away that we think he's going to ultimately be a great player. We're excited to have him. We think he'll be here at some point in 2018. But in terms of money and offers and all that stuff, none of that stuff ever occurred.
Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of the Atlanta Braves, joining us live on the WaveFord.com hotline, says, Hugh brought up Ronald Acuña. Let me ask you kind of a double paint question. A, how difficult was him to send it down? I mean, this rule about control and not have him start with the big club. And B, how good is he?
Great question. So, you know, coming into the organization, he's the number one ranked prospect in the game. You hear about it. You hear about him. You watch video. Even then, you're still thinking, God, he's a kid. He's only 19 years old. How good can he be, right? So I'm thinking the same thing you are. Then you see him in spring training, and pretty exciting. And it's hard to see. My expectations were high, and I'd say he met them. In terms of the talent, he can. There's nothing. There isn't anything, really, that he can't do on the field. Run, throw, hit for power. Play defense, do all those things, and he's exceptionally young. And on the field, his personality is totally different than off the field in the sense that I sit down, I have a conversation with him. He's kind of mild-mannered, meek, very humble. He steps in the box. He steps on that field. This is like he's got a little swag, a little strut, which you like, a little bit of an edge, a little bit of a flair. So I think the fans will gravitate to that. They'll love that. You know, in terms of him not being here to start opening day, that's something that was the lean going into spring training. He was 19 all through last year, went from A ball all the way up to really the Arizona Fall League at the end of the year. He jumped levels just really fast. And developmentally, if I'd been here, that's not to be critical of what was done, but my philosophy and style, I would have gone a little slower. And the goal is when he's up here, we don't send him back. It's not up and down at big leagues, get option back down. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's up to stay. So a little more time, hopefully he's good to go.
You know what? Alex, I got to tell you, like talking to you about baseball and listening to you and like talk about it, it makes me excited because I can hear the excitement in your voice. What is the one thing about the game that no matter how long you've been doing this, that you still get like geeked about? The one aspect of the game that every time this happens, that you're like a kid in a candy store.
Great. I mean, you know, the obvious one is the wins and losses. But I'd say the thing I love the most, and you're right, I mean, I'm a sports fan, follow all of them, don't have time as much now once you have a wife and kids. I have zero chance to tell them, hey, I'm going to go watch the NBA, watch the NFL. I'm not going to stay married long if I end up doing that. But in terms of baseball and what I love just going out and seeing players, evaluating players. I like getting in the car with some scouts and debating guys. I like being in a draft room. And the beauty of it is we can debate and it can get heated and you can joke around and bust chops and so on. But you don't know who's going to be right for another 3 or 4 or 5 years. So the grassroots scouting, evaluating guys, going to see a high school game, college game, that's the thing that still gets me going. And it's probably the thing I enjoy the most.
Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of the Atlanta Braves. Alex, we're a little spoiled with the Braves around here. I mean, you know this, for all your years in Toronto as the GM there, you know, 15 years in a row winning division titles and the World Series. Now, we won't mention the one against the Blue Jays or two. But I do want to ask you, as you take over this team, which players this year are you challenging? You know, hey, listen, you got to take your game up. We got to see next level from you.
I mean, you know what? I would say the bulk of these guys, by design, we didn't, in the offseason, we can go through the roster 2017 and the guys that didn't have good years. And that's not me putting them down. That's just stating the obvious. Whether it was defensively, offensively, the numbers don't lie. The performances don't lie. That's there for everybody to see about sports. So we met with everybody in spring training. I've done that every year. I've been a GM. I'm pretty big on having open communication, being transparent. Good news, bad news, at least you're going to get the truth, and at least everyone's going to know where they stand. And I think we gave everybody what their outlook was in the organization, what my thoughts were, where we viewed them going forward, what they needed to do. So I don't want to necessarily single out players, but we can go through the roster, and especially it's going to be young. We basically told them, we're not going to block you for this year. We're not going to get some big free agents or trade guys. We're giving you another opportunity to be an everyday player, to pitch every, you know, to pitch every 5 days, to be in that bullpen, and take this opportunity and run with it. And if things don't work out, we can look you in the eye and say, we gave you every opportunity, but we need to move forward. We're trying to win. And these guys have all been challenged to be a part of it because we're not going to wait forever.
That I love to hear. Alex Anthopoulos, thanks for taking a few minutes. I don't have to tell you to enjoy the day. It all begins at noon with that Braves walk. But welcome to opening day in Atlanta.
Really glad to be here, guys.
Alex Anthopoulos, our new general manager. Listen, and do I believe what he's saying as far as, you know, we're not sitting around. This is, you know, we want to move forward and certainly be productive and competitive. Yes, mm-hmm. I do. And Mike brings this question up, and you ask this question, and we'll have to wait and see how the season plays out. But you continue to say, all right, so what if we're close? And last year, remember, we talked about this, and there was a, I think it was a 14-game or maybe a 10-game road trip, and I said, we'll know a lot more after this road trip how close we are. And they came back, and we weren't.
Right.
And that kind of took us out of the hunt. But we were, you know, hanging around even after Freddie's injury. Mike, if they are close, and when we say close, if you're in the hunt, you know, late July, and the trade deadline comes and goes, are you going to be willing to improve this team? I just think with all of the young pieces, I really don't know if that's going to be the answer this year. I think they're going to wait to see how some of these guys play, even if they are close, because they want to see moving forward what pieces they can keep and what pieces they might end up moving.
And we shall see. It all starts today with Aaron Nola on the bump for the Phillies and Julio Teheran, who's supposed to be the ace, although last year, let's be honest, SunTrust Park, Carl, a house of horrors. The ERA difference on the road, Julio with a 3.14. At home at SunTrust, a 5.86. 3-10 last season. Home runs were up, strikeouts were down. So that's something he needs to try to get together. I mean, the good news about the Braves with Julio is he is a significant baller on a budget with the Falcons. He's a relatively inexpensive starter, but he's got to be better at home, and we'll hope that he continues to make the adjustments he did in the second half.
Let's hear real quick from Julio talking about being named opening day starter once again.
It's a great honor, and this time making history in this organization, I think it's exciting. And, just happy to be once again in opening day, and I hope just to get the win.
They didn't move him because of his salary. Makes sense. His age, we talked mm-hmm. about this. All the reasons why, you know, you go, well, why aren't they trade him? I don't know what his value was after he struggled last year specifically at home, Mike, but we talked about this on the show and saying, you know, if you're going to move him, you should have probably moved him a couple of years ago.
Right.
But the salary and the age really didn't make sense for you to do that.
Exactly. He's relatively inexpensive. He was better before the All-Star break technically. 4-7 after the All-Star break, 7-6 before. But again, he's a guy you're gonna lean on. We'll see and see how the rest of this rotation goes. And again, the guys that you traded all your assets off that 13-team for, and when you were competitive, those guys are all in the minors. So when do we see Lucas Sims? When do we see Whistler? Those guys, you know, get their heads right, get their game right, and be contributors that they're supposed to be.
404-741-0929. You want to give us your thoughts, predictions? You can. Follow us on social media, as we said. And you can hit us up and let us know what you think as the season gets underway. Coming up, midfielder Chris McCann's going to join us from our Atlanta United. He made 23 appearances, 9 starts in 2017 for our United. We got a big match coming up this weekend. We know this already. We talked to Darren Eales. We've had Mike Conte on, the voice of our Atlanta United. It's going to be cold. That's
right.
We know that. But it's going to be cold for both teams. And both teams are not, you know, this is not a sport that both teams are accustomed to playing in this kind of weather.
Mm-hmm.
I think the big part of this match this weekend is just overcoming. Who's going to be able to deal with that and overcome? Is, you know, I'm not expecting a high-scoring game. If it is, so be it. But, Mike, who's going to be able to put those elements behind them and go out and play well?
Now, again, we thought if there was going to be snow like there was last year, we'd be totally camouflaged and we'd be able to move the ball without being seen. We're wearing those King Peach jerseys, but there's no snow in the forecast. Just ice cold. What's colder than ice?
Ice cold. Yeah, man. Coming up, it is midfielder Chris McCann as we talk Atlanta United next. It is Dukes and Bell. We got a match coming up this weekend against Minnesota United. And joining us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline is Chris McCann, midfielder for our Atlanta United. Chris, it's good to have you back on the show. What's going on, my man? How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me. How are you?
A fine Irish lad who was going up against those dirty Vancouver Whitecaps 2 weeks ago, man.
Yeah.
Was that any nastier than it is in the English Premier League, or is that just standard procedure?
Yeah, it was nice to get back at home in front of the fans, you know, after the last win against DC. You know, they really brought the noise. But obviously, to get the second win under the belt, it was fantastic. And to do it in the manner that we did and to run out comfortable winners in the end, it was really nice, you know. So, you know, we've got another tough game coming up this week against Minnesota, and hopefully we can put another 3 points on the board then.
Christopher John McCann, Irish man, football player. Chris, the weather's going to be an issue this weekend, but you played in this last year. How difficult was it for you and this team to overcome the weather situation?
I knew the weather would get brought up. It gets brought up every time we talk about Minnesota. You know, last year it was incredible. I don't think I've ever played in anything like that before in my life. It really was something. But this year, hopefully, it's going to be a little bit milder, but still -7. But, you know, it was difficult to play in them conditions, obviously. I think you could tell from the TV the conditions were really, really difficult to play in. But hopefully it won't be too bad this year. You know, we ran out 6-1 winners then last season, but I don't think it's going to be as comfortable as that this year. But
right.
As I said, we've been working hard this week, and hopefully we can go up there, put a good performance on, and minus the snow, hopefully, this time, and, you know, hopefully we get the 3 points on the road.
I mean, is it bad form to put some Jameson's in your water bottle to keep your hands nice and warm?
That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Keep the body warm. But I don't think that would go down too well on the pitch.
You know,
couple balls go astray, you definitely think he'd be on the sauce.
Chris McCann is with us from Dublin, by the way. Played in the EPL. Were you a fan of, as in a midfielder, were you a fan of Roy Keane growing up?
Yeah, I think every Irish guy growing up always had Roy Keane as, you know, the pinnacle of Irish football at the time, you know. So, you know, I think being as a midfielder growing up, we always kind of looked up to him. And obviously I was a big Man United fan as a kid growing up as well. So to, you know, to have an Irishman in midfield, captain of one of the biggest clubs in the world, and, you know, it really was someone you look up to growing up and try to emulate a guy like that, you know. So, you know, he was a big Irish player and someone you do look up to.
Chris, you're 6'2". You may be taller. They list you at 6'2". How do we get better at these set pieces, man? I mean, what's that come down to? I know that's been not necessarily one of our strengths, but with your height, I know that plays a role as far as getting better at some of these set pieces. What do you think that comes down to?
I think it's just down to concentration, to be honest with you. I don't think there's a lot that we're doing wrong. I think we just need to probably focus a little bit more on the situation. You know, we've gone back and forth between zonal and man-to-man, but I think ultimately it falls on the players. You know, you need to be switched on at all times, know what we're going to be doing at all times, and just 100% concentration at all times when the ball's coming into the box. You know, sometimes you could probably have, you know, a quick corner, a quick free kick, but that's down to us to, you know, to be vocal on the pitch, to talk to one another, to keep each other switched on at all times. And, you know, we work on it every weekend in our training sessions leading up to the game. So, time and time again, we'll do it time over and over again in training. And it's just a case of, getting into a rhythm and taking that into the games with us, because, we've been pretty strong in most of the games. But if we can just, tighten up that a little bit, I think we're going to be a tough outfit.
Chris McCann is with us from Atlanta United FC, guys. We've got our NFL Blitz coming up at 3. Plenty more on the Falcons in opening day. But talking about United, as Chris mentioned, going up to the tundra of Minnesota. The 3-5-2 alignment, you feel comfortable in that? I mean, it seems like it's working so far.
Yeah, well, Tata has mixed it up a couple of times with different formations. And, I think that's probably down to the personnel available. I know we had a couple of injuries, but the 3-5-2 as we're playing has been working really well. Our last couple of home games, we've been fantastic playing that. We've moved different. Obviously, I played left of a five, at the last home game. And, Greg came back in and did a job against DC. So, we have a lot of players and we can play in different positions. And 3-5-2 seems to give us that extra kind of couple of bodies in the middle to move the ball, a lot smoother, and gives us that expansiveness to play the ball around a bit more and help us keep possession. And obviously, when we get into the final half of the pitch, we've got our flair players, if you will, like Miguel and Tito, and Julian's been fantastic as well to supply Joseph. And I think you've seen when Andrew came in last week, he set up a nice goal for Joseph. So the 3-5-2, as I said, gives us extra bodies and gives us that extra player to move the ball quicker and create opportunities.
We're talking to our Atlanta United midfielder, Chris McCann. The match this weekend at Minnesota. Again, that game's on Saturday evening, guys. See, you can listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What is it, as an individual, that you feel like you need to improve on this season coming off of last year?
Well, last year, to be honest with you, I was at the start, probably found it quite difficult coming into a new league. I'd played for 6 months back in the UK as well, so I was probably coming into it off half a season of football anyway. It was a little bit tired, so to come into such a league where there's a fast pace, there's a lot of athleticism, it was kind of difficult for me to adjust to it initially. But I felt as the season progressed, I kind of got hit the ground running a little bit more. And obviously, with the off season, I came back fresh, knew what to expect, and I've come back and I feel a lot better in myself. I feel a lot sharper. And I think mainly for me, it's just trying to be more consistent throughout the season. I can have a good game here, or probably have a bad game here, another good game. Just trying to find that right level of consistency to throughout the season that can help me move to the next level and perform better week in, week out.
Chris, going up in Ireland, you got brought up in the Burnley Academy, and we've talked a lot about how the big programs, the big teams have those academies, those youth academies, and how you build the winner. We've got one with obviously with Atlanta United too. I mean, explain to some of the listeners how important that is to get the kids and basically bring them up through your system.
Oh, it's essential, to be honest with you, because I feel like over here, if you don't have an academy, kids kind of, especially with the introduction of the new money, I feel like a lot of the younger local prospects or the young American kids can kind of get left behind with all this influx of money to bring, foreign players in. So to have this second team, it's crucial to developing young players. I feel like Andrew and Chris Goslin, he's got other young players like George Bello coming through as well. If they don't have that kind of step up before they get to the first team, they kind of get lost in translation, kind of stuck in between. Well, I'm not quite first team player, but I'm probably too good for my age level, if you will. So, to have this, it gives them real chance to go and play competitive football regularly against, good competition in the USL. Obviously, they have the Red Bulls last week, which they had a fantastic win against. So, to blood the younger players and to get them real competitive experience, minutes on the pitch, where last year they didn't have that. It makes the step up then when you need to come and play with us easier. And I think, as I said previously, Andrew's seen the benefits of, having, regular minutes and stepping into a first team game to come on and show his ability. And, he set up a fantastic goal with a great pass. So, it bodes well. Obviously, you've got Chris Goslin there getting minutes on the pitch as well in preseason. So, the future's bright, and I think it's great to have this second team come along.
Cool. And for the guys in Noonan, pitch is the field. All right, before we let you go, Chris McCann of United, have you had time to catch a baseball game? Today's opening day. Have you seen an American football game yet since you've been here?
It's really funny. My little boy seems to have taken to baseball like a duck to water. He loves baseball, so I don't know where he got that from. I managed to get into a couple of Braves games last season, so So I'll be looking forward to taking him this year. Now he's a little bit older and he understands a bit more. And I managed to take in a couple of the Falcons games as well last season, which was something that was a first for me as well. So, you know, great sports city, a lot to do. Looking forward to getting down and seeing a couple of them games this season.
Chris, is he a righty or lefty? I mean, he can make a lot of money as a lefty, just saying.
Make him a lefty.
I'll do my best.
I mean, Chris, the world always needs bartenders and left-handed hitters or pitchers. I'm just telling you.
Christopher John McCann, my man, thank you so much. Good luck this weekend. We'll be watching and listening right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Got it, man. Good dude, man. Next time we get him out, we're going to talk about Dublin pump crawls. Hey, man, it is Duke Seville. We've got an NFL blitz on the way. Carl, if you're just tuning in,
woo!
He is salty. He came in with a chip on his shoulder. Arthur looked at me and he said, man, Dukes is hot today.
Well, you know what? How much money do you need? Because I don't know how much Matt Ryan needs.
Uh-oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.